Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 61. And it's a Monday, August 21st, 2017. It's a solar eclipse ray. I am Nard.
And this is Ray. Yes,
welcome, everyone. This is a show where we talk about gay stories, geek news, and bizarre topics. So today is a special day because it is a solar eclipse day. And when was the last time this happened?
Solar eclipse day for the U.S.
For the U.S., yes. And yeah. There are many
states. The next one happens in
2024.
And it cuts across Texas, so we'll get a better view of it than we did this time.
I think we have to do something special that day when that happens, so we could actually, check out how it is, in total darkness. Well, not total darkness, just darkness. I'm excited about that. Would you do that, Ray?
Yeah, Marvin's videos look pretty cool because it was totally like twilight for like almost 2 minutes where they were in Wyoming.
Yeah.
So you should check out their video.
I'm so excited to do that. Anyway, so yeah, let's looking forward to that. More pictures from our friends, more videos. Did you get to watch it today?
I watched it. CNN was broadcasting it on Facebook, so I watched it there, and it took like forever for it to finally hit the eclipse, and then it slowly went back out. So after that, I quit watching it. After it went out of totality, they switched off, started talking to people, and then I just cut it off.
So. Oh.
And then at some then in 1:16, we all ran to somebody's office and looked through this little magic looking glass up at the sun, so we could see like the quarter eclipse that we could see.
So you did look, you did see. Okay, I thought you didn't have time. See. Yeah, we all went up to our building, one of our buildings, and we just went up there, and people were having these, those very dark glasses, looking, for eclipse for the paper plastic glasses. Anyway, so we were looking through those, and I saw the eclipse. Yeah, at a precise time where it could be the darkest, around 1:16 our time here in Texas. So it was good. I mean, it's a chance of a lifetime. Maybe we'll do it again, 2024. Yeah. Like I said, yeah. Okay, so how about this weekend? What you all do? What did you do? You went shopping.
I went shopping for clothes because I needed some new clothes.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So bought a few things. Mm-hmm. So found some, all the summer stuff's on sale most places. So I got some good deals.
But
so
when I saw you,
I needed some shorts and stuff. So
when I saw you yesterday, you were looking very spiffy on your new shirt. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So that must have been.
Well, not only my new shirt, because you made a comment about my pants as well.
So. Oh, that's right. Your pants really show your, package really well. It's very, it's very revealing. Is that a new pair of pants?
Yes,
oh, that's why. New pair of pants shows your package really well. Okay, so last weekend, actually, I hung out with a couple of friends of mine, Mark and Kevin. So we just came over, just swam a little, and did some burgers and sausages and watched a little bit of Wonder Woman. We watched Wonder Woman. Is that still in theaters? I think it still is. Anyway, so yeah, we enjoyed last weekend. It's really just a relaxing weekend, so we're gonna have something coming up soon this coming weekend, which is I guess staycation. Actually, we're planning something for Labor Day, right? We'll probably talk about it when we get there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to Southern Deaconess.
Yeah, okay. So okay, let's go to our news, Ray.
Okay. Well, we're not going to talk about the Game of Thrones episode.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Let's talk about that really quick. Okay. So,
Game of Thrones. Well, we can't say too much because I know some listeners haven't watched it, because I know some people here in town haven't watched it, which is kind of hard to do if you didn't watch it last night.
I know.
All I'm going to say about it, Daenerys was on fleek with her winter outfit. That's all I got to say.
Oh, really? Yeah, she should look great.
I want to say that. And then somebody else pointed out on Facebook today, where in the hell did the Ice King, Winter King walk out and get all those damn chains from?
And no, exactly. Where did those chains come from?
I mean, he's just wandering around the damn tundra up there north of the wall. Oh, here, I got these 200 foot by 1 foot chains to pull something out of the water.
I know. I mean, where did that come from? And who would have thought that, you can that they would anticipate. I don't know. They anticipated it. I don't know. Still, where did the chains come from? That's a good question.
Yeah. So.
That's a good question.
But now we know that the battle with the White Walkers is not going to be as easy as they thought it was.
Not anymore. It would have been easy before, but they were not just they weren't just careful. Anyway, so excited to see what's going to happen in the next episode. So two more episodes? Is that two or three more episodes, right? For Game of Thrones.
Well, we got to see Jon Snow half naked, so that was all good.
But
stab wounds and all.
But he's got stab wounds, so that doesn't look so sexy.
No, he still had those washboard abs.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Daenerys was all checking him out.
I know. Oh my God, shirtless Jon Snow. Ooh. Khaleesi. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, Ray, so let's go to our stories now, Ray. What do you think?
Okay. You want to do the first gay?
Let's go to the gay. Why queer couples don't marry as young as straights, which is true. This is an observation that I've had with a lot of people, you know, with a lot of gay people. They really take their time. Because I actually asked one of my straight friends that for someone who get engaged, they get like, they've known each other for a couple of weeks and they date and they know each other for 3 months. And then next thing you know, they're engaged and they're going to get married in, you know, after 3 months or maybe live together for a year, something like that. But, you know, they get married like within a year, within 2 years, as opposed to queer couples like, you know, like us. It took us about how many years? 11 years. 11 years to actually decide to tie the knot. So anyway, so...
Yeah, but that option wasn't available until,
exactly.
2 years ago.
That's why. You're right. It was not available to us. It's not something... But the question is, will new people, new gay couples now would be like the straight couples? Anyway, let's go on with this article. I really truncated it a little because it's a story from Vice.com. So we know that millennials are waiting longer to get married than previous generations, but the same is true for... LGBTQ people too. We're waiting longer than our cisgender heterosexual counterparts to tie the knot, even with nationwide marriage equality. According to the 2017 Newlywed Report by Wedding Wire, an online wedding vendor marketplace, the average age of marriage for opposite sex couples is 30 for women and 32 for men. For same-sex couples, the average woman marries at 33 with men at 38. While 2015's Obergefell versus Hodges Supreme Court decision removed many of the legal barriers LGBTQ couples face in seeking marriage, those couples must also contend with a variety of smaller hurdles that explain the age disparity, like a lack of support from friends and family, the heteronormative nature of traditional weddings, their high cost, made even... more daunting for queer and multiple marginalized people, and the wedding industry that's still far from inclusive. So we get those stories a lot that people, gay marriage is already available. It's just that there are people who are still resistant to it. So getting married can also lead to a sort of perpetual coming out for LGBTQ couples who are made to define their couplehood to wedding professionals, which can put people in an uncomfortable position, particularly in unaccepting communities. Yeah, so there are some people who don't like it. Planning for a wedding ultimately forces a person or a couple to continuously come out again and again to every vendor and venue they're speaking with or hiring, said Christina Palladino, co-founder and editor-in-chief of Equally Wed, an online wedding magazine for LGBTQ couples. It's exhausting and anxiety-producing. So, yeah, I could understand that people are, you know, are still, it's coming out to people who has businesses. And most of them are already accepting of it now, right? Don't you? Well, what's your experience here in Texas? Everybody that we've encountered, we don't hear any stories about businesses turning away gay couples, right?
Yeah, but usually in most places, in larger cities, I don't think it's an issue. But well, I don't think it's an issue because there's gay businesses already out there,
mm-hmm.
and gay friendly businesses. Now, in smaller areas of the U.S., smaller towns in the U.S., yes, there might be an issue. and you might have to dig around and find one. But I think if you do your research before just walking into any damn bakery and saying, "Oh, I want a wedding cake," you know, mm-hmm. it might take a little bit harder for people outside. And I think that's wrong, but also think that the bakers had the right to refuse what they don't want to do. So,
but the state doesn't want
that. I mean, if you can refuse business and money, then good for you, mm-hmm. because of your values. So that's good for you. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I don't want to make a $200 wedding cake for you because Jesus would be mad. Sorry. Mm-hmm. My Jesus would be mad. Then fine, you don't get my $200. I move on to somebody else that wants my $200. So.
But people get apeshit crazy suing, right?
I know.
That happens. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, so let's go to the next
story. Every business has the right to say no, just like bars do. So.
Yeah, but that's true. But the context here, though, is that if you do it because of discrimination, that's when the state the state draws the line, right? Or,
well, it depends on the state you're in. There's no lines here in Texas. Anybody can deny anybody business. Mm. Okay. So, but
all right.
But the other thing that I thought was interesting about this article is, and I got thinking about it, I was like, you know, gays, we also try to have to do everything over the top, and that's expensive.
What's over the top? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes, over the top. So, like, we got to have this big, spectacular wedding. And, like, we have a friend who hasn't got married yet that's been engaged. And the whole reason they got married because the partner said, well, you got to get a job and pay for the wedding. So, and we know they want an over the top wedding. So, mm-hmm. it's going to be a while before they have a wedding.
Yeah, it's going to be a long while.
So, but yeah, I mean, I think that's some of the issue. I think some of the fact why gay men wait till they're later because, you know, I think some of us are kind of slutty.
And, you know, that's the reason.
And even though some relationships, even though they get married, you know, that keeps going. But I think guys just don't, men don't settle that. Gay men don't settle down. That's not in the culture.
Yeah, that's.
Our culture since the 40s has always been very closeted, and it was like relationships were there, but it was usually about going up and get sexual gratification, and then pulling back and doing your life. Mm-hmm. And trying to have those few gay friends or those encounters and everything like that. It's never been one where it settled down like the rest of the world is sitting there. Oh, you're going to get married and you're going to start having kids and you're going to make mom and daddy happy. That's never truly been the gay lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It's all, the gay lifestyle has for the longest time been about going out and having a good time and making yourself feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, well, I mean, that's pretty much. Because there's no marriage, there's no kids involved most of the time.
Yeah.
And then,
And I know for the longest time, like, my mother put pressure on me about, why don't you go have a baby and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, that's a big commitment.
Mm-hmm. And so, many gay guys don't do that, right?
Yeah, many gay guys don't do that. I mean, there are a lot of gay couples that do go out and have babies and adopt and do all that stuff because that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
But I think in most what I consider mainstream gay culture, that's still not a norm.
Yeah, it isn't.
That's still, you know, that might be what, one in, out of all the people
one in we know five, that are probably. Gay,
so if we know two, I think it's more, I think it's less than that.
Like one
in, I think it's like 1 in 200.
1 in 200?
If you take 200, well, let's put it this way. I know 100 people that I can name off the top of my head. Only one of those couples have a kid.
They most probably, yeah. I don't know. I think it's a little bit lower.
So I think it's even rarer than that. Mm-hmm. And maybe the quotient might be higher in lesbian couples.
Well, with lesbian couples.
Because women are more geared to the, you know, that maternal instinct and stuff, where guys are just like, oh, I'm going to spread my seed everywhere.
Well, with lesbian couples, it's more prevalent, right? There are more lesbian couples who do want to have kids because, for one thing, they can.
Yeah.
They can have a donor or ask someone to give them a sperm. Yeah.
So, and there's still no. I mean, I know there's some younger people that went out and got married and stuff. But the interesting thing is going to see how much, you know, at what point they start doing reports on gay divorce and the number of younger gay marriages that work out.
That is
towards older.
See, that is
and most gay guys are really not ready to settle down until their late 30s. I mean, we really get kicking up and going by our 30s.
Yeah.
I mean, my 30s was the best time of my life here in Houston.
I would say the same for myself, too. So
now, after I got in my 40s, I was more like, okay, I want to settle down and, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. So the
I found the one.
Oh, found the one. If you find the one, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I understand that people settle down really late for gay people, especially gay men, and it's really like us, you know, we're just settling. How long have we, Mike and I, been settled down in a way? Because we've been together how many years? 15 years. This is 15th year. And when did we just decide? We just decided like 5 years ago to really tie the knot. Yeah, that's right. 5 years ago. I'm losing my count here. Yeah. Anyway.
You have been married for 5 years.
Yeah, 2012.
Oh, has it been that long?
Mm-hmm.
My God, time's going so fast.
That's right. Okay, let's go to the next article, Ray.
Okay, any trans bathroom bill dead in Texas as Texas House adjourns. The Texas House of Representatives ended its special session without passing the any transgender bathroom bill. The state Senate in July passed Senate Bill 6, limiting transgender people's restroom access in public schools and local government buildings, but it did not even receive a committee hearing in the House during the regular sessions. The bill has also been passed in the Senate and stalled in the House, leading Governor Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick to make it a priority in the special summer session. But this bill met strong opposition, not only from LGBT activists, but from the clergy members, law enforcement, and major corporations that have operations in Texas. House Speaker Joe Strauss and Rep. Brian Cook, Chairman of the House State Affairs Committee, are moderate Republicans who both oppose the bill. Strauss declined to assign SBC to a committee, and that Cook refused to hold a hearing in his committee on two similar measures that originated in the House, reports the Austin American-Statesman. Strauss and Cook were reportedly worried about economic consequences such as those faced by North Carolina after it passed House Bill 2, which included restroom restrictions for transgender people, along with several other anti-LGBT provisions. Strauss, however, also went on record saying he didn't want to be responsible for the suicide of any Texan. Trans people are at high risk of suicide, especially when their gender identity is not affirmed.
Good for them.
SB6 would have required student, staff, and visitors in public schools to use the restroom and other single-sex facilities matching the gender on their birth certificate or an ID issued by the Texas Department of Public Safety. It would put the same restriction on those using facilities and buildings overseen by local governments. It would have also overridden portions of the city ordinance that allowed trans people to use the restrooms of their choice. The state capitol was the site of numerous demonstrations both for and against legislation throughout the regular and special sessions. In public hearings held during the regular session, people testified against the bill far outnumbered those speaking in support of it.
There you go.
So regardless of what evil wanted to do, evil could not win.
So,
and I think it wasn't as much evil as it was a party person on a party trying to say, I'm going to do this, damn it, whether it destroys people's lives or not. I promise this and I'm going to do it.
They did it anyway. Yep. So they did it and they failed. I mean, it's inevitable. I mean, it's 2017 and you're still doing these things. And when would these people stop? I mean, it's so futile, whatever they're doing. Just leave people alone.
Well, I mean, we have a whole nation that's gone white supremacist crazy in the last since the election this year. So, I mean, it's just part of all that. It's all about hate.
Yeah.
People hate what they don't understand or can't control and don't realize what it is,
you know,
because it doesn't affect them.
See, this is the problem with people who are like I was in a party one day and then they were saying they don't understand these the bathroom bill. How come these people like that? And then they did not understand the differences between gay people, lesbians, gay people, and transgender. They did not understand transgendered. And I had to explain to them. These are also Filipino, so I had to explain to them what transgender is. I had to explain to them that gay people are there for people who they love, that there's a preference, but transgender are people who are, what do you call this? It is all about what they are. They don't understand that, and I had to explain that. They thought that, oh, gay is gay, transgender, transvestite, they're all the same. You know. No, I had to explain to them. No, you have to know the truth. You have to know the difference between these two. Then that leads to your ignorance. That leads to your your intolerance if you do not understand. And I had to let them know that this is the people, this is the problems that the transgender have problems with. People who do not understand them. Granted, I don't understand a lot of it, but I am very, you know, I'm tolerant because I'm cisgendered. You're cisgendered. But how many transgendered people do you know? Or do we know? I know about at least two or three that I actually interact with.
I know there are a couple porn actors that are pretty hot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that of course, porn actors. Well, if you know, I'm talking about people who you actually know. And
well, I actually know these porn actors. I've seen their movies.
Do you chat with them? No, not even chat. Do you even talk to them? You drink
the fantasy life with a couple of them.
I see now what you're looking at. Anyway, let's go to the geek ray. The geek is something that I've been hearing some on the news, and it's tragic that they canceled it from Netflix, but now they're back. They can be back. I think that's the plan.
Well, they canceled it, and now it's back. They're writing a probably like a 2-hour movie to end the show. Or to end that story arc, so people just not sitting out there hanging.
Yeah.
So I think that's interesting. But Lana Wachowski's also said that she's going to go ahead and write a third season if somebody else wants to pick it up and develop it.
Okay. So this is what the story is about. Okay. So this porn website seriously wants to bring back Sense8. As of now, Netflix's Hedy's sexy, inclusive sci-fi thriller Sense8 is basically dead.
No, it's not.
But it's not really dead. May it rest in peace. But if the Wachowski sisters, they're sisters now, we were talking about this yesterday, right? The Wachowski sisters used to be Wachowski brothers. So, but if the Wachowski sisters are willing to consider this rather interesting proposal from ex-hamster. What? Again, what?
But both of the Wachowskis aren't transgender, are they?
Yeah, they are.
Just one of them is.
They are transgender.
Both of them are transgender.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, I thought it was one of them.
Mm-hmm. They used to be Wachowski brothers. It would have been Dunn
and Murray. Then they changed it to the Wachowskis.
Wachowski sisters. So there's a chance that the series may find a new and more erotic second life on one of the internet's most visited porn sites. Ray, ex-hamster, do you use it? Rarely.
Yeah.
No, you don't. I use it. Once in a while. Okay, so while Sense...
like watching straight porn.
While Sense8 is technically coming back for one last episode meant to wrap up the 2-season-long series story about 8 individuals scattered across the globe who share a powerful psychic bond, Netflix ultimately decided to axe the series, eliciting a range of sad emotions from fans. Though Netflix may have moved past Sense8, ex-hamster is tentatively interested in a partnership with the Wachowskis to bring the show back. On Wednesday, ex-hamster's Vice President Alex Hawkins penned an open letter to the Wachowskis expressing the company's respect for Sense8's polyamorous perversity and an understanding that the show's premise as sex-positive and queer-centered might be a hard-to-sell to more mainstream streaming outlets. More than that, though, Hawkins directly called out the fact that all of Netflix's shows are somewhat limited by the company's production budget. If the next season... of Sense8 was produced by ex-hamster, Hawkins said, it wouldn't be competing for some portion of a production budget. It would have the money it needed with basically no questions asked. Of course, they're a porn company. Ex-hamster has a long history of fighting for the rights of sexual free speech and non-normative sexuality, in addition to allowing billions of users to connect with individual articulations of gender and sexuality. We continue to use our audience to speak up against repressive anti-LGBTQ laws in the U.S. and abroad for sex ed in public schools, Planned Parenthood, and the right of sex workers. So this is interesting that ex-hamster wants to pick up the rest of Sense8, or maybe extend it, or, you know, after Netflix does the last episode for Sense8, then they continue the story arc. I mean,
so does that mean that we can have them performing real sex on the show?
Yeah, that is a
full frontal nudity.
That is possible. But no, probably if they want real money off of it, they need to have the same rating or the same level of you know, of sex acts, I guess, what they have in Netflix.
Why?
Well, just because they're...
They're limited. Netflix limits what they can do still.
Yeah, that's true.
X-Hamster wouldn't.
That's true,
I mean,
but then...
I mean, it could be like Short Bus where they actually have real sex on camera.
That's true, but then it would be NC-17. I don't know if they would make money off of it unless they really...
Well, X-Hamster is kind of R-rated anyhow, so unless you're 18, you're not going to be on there anyhow, where Netflix is not like that.
Yeah, I understand. Ray, I understand that they are a porn company, but that doesn't mean they have to make Sense8 a porn. That would really deter.
Well, I didn't say make it a porn. I didn't say make it a porn. There's a difference between actually doing certain acts on camera as a porn as doing it as part of the realistic acting that a lot like Short Bus.
Yeah, I understand that.
Short Bus wasn't a porn.
Well, what rate was it? It was NC-17, I remember.
Yeah, but it wasn't porn. Mm-hmm. It was an actual movie with characters, and it developed, and their sexuality was a major part of that.
That's true. But do you think it... I think it would deter a lot of viewers if it is, if it does have real penetrative sex in the show.
Did you... In Short Bus, they had real penetrative sex, but did you actually see it going... But did you actually see, like, it was a porn shoot?
Yeah, there was real penetration there. There was, you know...
Yeah, but they never really showed them actually penetrating anybody.
Yes. Yes, they have penetration. Oh, yeah. I remember even...
Well, I know they had penetration, but did they actually show it on TV like they do on porn where the balls are flapping?
It really did.
You see the dick.
Yeah.
I think we both need to go rewatch that movie because I don't Short think
bus,
it was like that.
It had a lot of sex in it. What I'm saying, well, you know, then that means that's a problem, though. If you put pornographic scenes... In Sense8, see, I'm not saying porn movie. Make it; it's a pornographic scene in it. It would deter a lot of movie of you know. Then people would be distracted by the sex instead of the story. I mean, that's the.
Were you distracted by the sex in Short Bus?
I don't know. I really could not. Short Bus is a cult film. Sense8 is more a mainstream. If you make
Sense8's a cult following,
there's a cult following, but only a few people know about Short Bus. Short Bus is not in any streaming. It's not available in streaming. I don't think it is.
You can get it on Netflix if you order. You have to get a DVD, I think, still.
Yeah, probably you do, but it's not streamed. So let's go back to X-Hamster. X-Hamster, this producing X-Hamster, you know, if they fund this, that'd be great. I mean. Yeah. Funding is great, but making it a porn would probably deter a lot of...
Well, I'm not saying I'm not saying make it a porn, if X-Hamster, if X-Hamster produces it, they're going to want to stream it on X-Hamster, which is a porn site.
Well, yes. I mean...
Okay. So, there's a difference.
So, it's a porn site. It would still have the same rated R.
It's a porn site. It doesn't matter what the rating is.
I don't know.
It's a porn site. And you have to be 18 or older to get on a porn site.
So that's what happens now. Because right now, I didn't... Wait, hold on. Oh, sheesh. I hate it when Windows does this. No, I don't think it should be... They have to find a way. They have to find a way. They can still stream in Netflix. They just need to produce it.
But why would X-Hamster do that? They're there to make money. And even though they're going to put a lot of money into it, they're going to want the rights to it and to make money off of it.
They make money.
And the whole reason Netflix has cut it because they can't afford to produce it.
Exactly. See, you said those words. They cannot produce it. So X-Hamster will produce it. When you produce something, it's an investment for you and you get money from that. So Netflix will pay
you. You're not going to get your total investment back because they're selling it to Netflix and Netflix is not going to pay the full price they were paying before. So where are you going to get your other money stream from?
From what do you... Well, do you get it from any kind
of... I spend $10 million an episode to produce this show. Is Netflix going to pay me $10 million an episode to show it? Okay, then where am I going to make my $10 million back at?
From subscribers? How do they...
What, Netflix?
Wait.
Because Netflix doesn't pay you per subscriber. Netflix is paying the...
Wait.
It's paying you for it.
So how in let's talk about really quick. Name another film. Name another film that is being shown in Netflix right now. A TV show. There is such a thing as royalties. If you show your movie in Netflix, yes, but you get paid.
Royalties usually don't pop out until the series is much older.
But a lot of shows in Netflix are not produced by Netflix.
No, but Netflix picks them up pretty cheap, and that's why Netflix grabs them. That's why all of a sudden this year you saw a bunch of Korean content on there, because they were able to go out and buy a bunch of Korean shows and put on there.
So how about, I can't think right now, what shows are there on Netflix? Oh, Marvel. Okay, let's talk about Iron Fist or Jessica Jones or Daredevil.
That's a co-produced thing with Marvel and Netflix, specifically for Netflix.
But
I'm saying, if I'm ex-hamster, I'm not going to let Netflix stream this. Maybe a year or two later, I might give them they pay royalties and show it for so much. But first showing, just like CBS is doing with the new Star Trek, I'm going to put that on my CBS website so I get the volume for that. Not Netflix. Netflix does not going to generate me money.
God, you know how much ex-hamster is blocked in many, many firewalls.
Well,
so that means Sense8 will now be blocked also if they show it only in ex-hamster. They have to spin off another company just to show. See, that would be smart for ex-hamster.
Well, they might do it, show it like Game of Thrones is on HBO. You get to see it live on the original show, and then a day or two later you can pick it up on Netflix,
you know what?
And Amazon and stuff like that, so they can all carry it.
You know what?
That might work.
I just realized,
but
they can just do the same thing as they do with HBO. They can show it anywhere. They just need to produce it. It's just X-Hamster producing it. It doesn't have to be Netflix. It can be anywhere, but not on X-Hamster. It's like saying,
well, then they'd have to create a whole new site just to stream, just so they could stream.
No, I just said you show it at HBO or Showtime or FX, or you can do that. You still produced it with some rights from Netflix. Yeah. So I don't think they should be streaming it in X-Hamster. Here's...
If they do it, if I'm the owner of X-Hamster, I'd be like, okay, we get first viewing here, and then it can roll out to the other markets.
Sure, I guess they can do that.
Because they want the people coming to their site.
Sure. Oh, my God. That would...
That'd be like, oh, I'm a baker, and I'm going to bake cake and give it to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Even though my ingredients cost me $10 million, I'm going to sell it for $5 million a cake over here, I'm going to make money that way.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's going to be... If they spend $10 million, because that's a X-Hamster, you know, porn sites are really $1 billion more, you know.
Well, they make money, but the porn industry, the people that's doing the sex and all that stuff, they don't make all that money.
That's right. The sex workers who are in the film, you should know.
X-Hamster makes the money.
X-Hamster makes the money for paying an actress for $200.
Down.
Right?
And then it trickles down, yeah. But the person making the money is X-Hamster.
Yeah.
Not the porn company.
It's also possible that it's just out of the CEO of X-Hamster's heart that you know, I just want to continue Sense8, even if it's a loss.
Maybe they need something to write off as a loss.
Yeah, that's true.
And they could use this show as a write off. So, but I don't think they're just going to like, oh, we'll stream it there. We'll just let everybody else stream it. We'll just produce it.
Yeah, but
okay.
Anyway, you know what I mean.
So,
okay.
What do y'all think, viewers? Let me know what y'all think. If y'all think I'm right, that if I'm producing this show, I'm going to use it to make money on my site and not lease it out to everybody else. So, and what do y'all think about taking it and moving it up a level to something like Short Bus? How do y'all think that would affect the show, based on what it's doing now?
Yeah, I think in my case, I think they're just producing it and actually having it shown somewhere else, or either in Netflix or HBO, but not in X-Hamster. I don't think they will. We should post this on the Facebook page. Let's ask people. All right, let's go to the next story. What can scientists actually do with an eclipse? So today is August 21st, Ray, and it's a special day because we had an eclipse, a solar eclipse that hasn't happened, I think, in Houston, in the U.S. since 1918. I think that's what I heard. And there is one now happening, and it will happen again probably in 2024, which we will be preparing for. So the point
here in the U.S. In other countries, in the U.S. But we also know that certain discoveries happen during solar eclipses.
Mm-hmm.
Like we know that helium was discovered,
yes,
which is the second element in the periodic table and the second most abundant element in the universe, but it wasn't easily detectable as an invisible gas in the 19th century. It took a solar eclipse to discover helium.
Yeah, you have to be really smart to, you know, I don't know how scientific they did it, but I don't know how.
I'll ask your hubby. I'm sure he can tell you.
I can ask him. And then the other one is understanding the sun's corona, because there's no way to look at the sun easily without blocking the center of it. And the only way you do it is using a telescope with the center blocked, so you can just see the corona of the sun, and there's really no hard and no easy way to do it. But since the moon is covering the sun, then and it's just in the right circumference, is that right? The right diameter, yeah. Circumference, right? Yeah, right circumference, that you can see the corona of the sun really clearly. And at that point in time when it's dark, when you can look at the sun or you can observe it, it's so easy to do it because, you know, there's no glaring or anything. So anyway, so that's how I understand about blocking the sun. So what else, Ray? Plants and animal behavior. What do you say about this?
The plants and animal behavior, they study how it affects animals,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of animals think it's nighttime, so they go back to sleep. And they always talk about when an eclipse passes over, animals get real quiet and chickens go to roost and stuff because they think it's end of the day.
So. Yeah, that's right. And the weather also. So the weather,
Marvin said today when I was talking to him, he said, you know, when we were in that roughly 2 minute period where the sun was totally blocked, he said, standing out there in that kind of twilight, it got kind of cold.
Yes, because there's no sun. It'd be
because it's a big difference between you're standing in the sun and it's cold wind blowing,
mm-hmm.
and you're standing in cold wind and there's no sun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. That's going to be So Ray, we have to do this. 2024, let's plan it. Come on.
I hope I'm still alive.
You'll still be alive. Yeah. You'll still be alive. Don't worry.
See.
So what else? Well, yeah, that's pretty much a summary of what we have. So yeah, it's exciting. Today we went to our building at work and we just watched the eclipse. We had these shades to cover our eyes, and you got to see it yourself too. And I was talking to Mike on the phone. He's on FaceTime him, and he said that he also went out with some people and, you know, saw the eclipse. They had the right pair of glasses to do it. It's just exciting. We have a couple of friends, like, you know, Marvin and Jim. They went to Wyoming. Where did they go? Yellowstone?
Wyoming, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to
They're just in center of Wyoming, right where the center of totality of wherever it was passed right over.
Okay.
So.
Oh, my God. We're more than 41 minutes here, Ray. Okay, let's go on.
I know.
All right, let's go
to the bazaar.
Let's go on. Let's go to the bazaar. The bazaar here, we have two bazaars here. So, gay man gives guy passed out on a bench, a blowjob before stealing his wallet and smartphone. Why is this weird?
And these are your people.
What?
Well, this is your people.
No, this is not my peeps. No, this is from a different city.
Yeah.
At around 5 a.m. on Sunday morning, one man in Guangxi's Liuzhou city woke up. I hope I said that right. Woke up on a public bench from an alcohol-induced slumber to find his pockets empty and his belt loosened. Oh, the man given the pseudonym Ajun, immediately reported the incident to police, who began their investigation by checking out nearby surveillance cameras, local media reports. Police watched carefully as Ajun wandered into the frame at around 2 a.m. that morning and promptly passed out on an extremely uncomfortable looking bench. Over the next few hours, a few people passed by, but around 4:30 a.m., a suspicious man approached Ajun. After making sure that there was no one else around, he began to touch a June's crotch and soon went to work. In video clips that have gone viral on WeChat, the man can be seen kneeling down to give Ajun a handjob and then a blowjob, all while Ajun sleeps soundly through the whole thing. At one point, a smartphone appears to fall from Ajun's pocket and the man stops and when he's doing to retrieve it before returning to pick it up where he left off. Oh my God, he's very persistent, Ray. This encounter reportedly lasted 4 or 5 minutes. At the end, the man reaches over to Ajun's wallet out of his pocket before leaving the scene. After watching the video, police began to follow the man's trail. By noon that day, they had arrested him at a hotel just 200 meters away from where the incident took place. Police said that the man was less than 30 years old and in town on business from northern Guangxi. The man admitted to police that he was gay and explained that he was walking by. He had noticed Ajun and thought that he was quite attractive. It was only when he found out just how deep of a slumber his Prince Charming was in that he then decided to steal from him. Inside the wallet, he found 600 yuan in cash. He took the money out and ditched the wallet, but kept Ajun's ID card to remember him by. Oh my God, this is creepy. The man is currently in custody. It's not yet clear what will happen to him. However, in 2015, China finally passed legislation making male rape a crime. There you go. That's male rape right there, Ray. So,
well, he wasn't a Prince Charming. He was Cinderella. And Prince Charming come by to try to wake Cinderella up and only gave him a blowjob and it didn't wake him up. So he wasn't a true
prince. He was not the true prince. So it was not good enough. Maybe it was a sloppy.
But see, this is why you don't go out and do shit in public anymore, because there are cameras everywhere.
There's CCTVs. That's right.
Yeah.
Really. Well, I'm glad. Well, the pervert got arrested, so that's good. Okay, let's go to the next one, Ray.
All right, Texas man, 32, is wanting for having sex with a chain link fence after he failed to appear in court.
This is weird. I heard about this. Yeah.
A Texas resident who allegedly had sex with a chain link fence is on the run after he failed to appear in court last week.
It could be your neighbor, Ray.
Eldoro Estala, 32, was charged with indecent exposure in connection to the alleged incident that occurred 6 months ago near Fieldwood Drive in Travis County Sheriff's Office, received a call about a man having sex with a fence on March 1st. A witness told police she saw her neighbor urinating on the fence and began filming him, according to an arrest warrant obtained by the Smoking Gun. She said he took off his clothes and began to perform imaginary sexual acts on the fence. According to the woman, Estella then allegedly had sex with the fence, including penetrating the fence, which he apparently believed to be a woman. The woman took several pictures that she provided the police during the investigation, and she said she was offended. Estella, who was drunk, was found by responding officers walking out of his duplex. When approached by the police, he was uncooperative and said he was inside his apartment the whole time. Police said he had a strong odor of alcohol and he swayed left to right as he walked. He immediately denied sex allegations, but officers arrested him after identifying him in the witness's photographs and video. At this time, his bond was set at $2,500, but since it's been forfeited. In 2010, Estrada was convicted in Houston area for drunken driving, court records show. So, this would see, yet again, people with video cameras taking pictures of you because you're out being stupid.
That's right. And this happened in our neck of the woods. And because, you know, he's from, he was in Houston, he was in Texas. I didn't see which part of Texas, which fence he fucked. So,
well, there are plenty in Houston.
Who fucked fences? I don't know.
Well, I don't know about who fucked fences, but I mean, there are plenty of fences in Houston to fuck.
Oh, that's right. It could be in your neighborhood. You have a fence. Mm-hmm.
That's what we do.
That's right. So. All right. I guess, oh, God, almost an hour. Well, 47 minutes. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Special thanks to Cesar for the great articles on Facebook. That's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. So if you want to contact us, guys, you can send an email to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or you can call or leave us a voicemail about what you think it's going to do with Hex, Hamster, and Sense8 at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, and go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next show of Gay Geek Bizarre. Bye.